This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The U.S. goes all in on Africa. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has announced a $100 million conflict prevention package for West Africa at the start of a week-long visit to the continent. It's the latest in a series of visits as Washington seeks to counter the growing influence of China and Russia in Africa. The BBC's senior Africa correspondent Anne Soy has been following this for us. I asked her to explain where the money goes when global superpowers invest in the continent.
Traditionally, the US has been investing in the softer areas of health and education. China, on the other hand, has been investing in, you know, the hard infrastructure, railways, roads, buildings, parliament buildings. Sometimes it builds and gifts to governments. Russia, on the other hand, has a smaller footprint and it's more about selling weapons to African governments. But now, we have seen over the last 1 year since the invasion of Ukraine that they're trying to extend that influence beyond trade in arms that really happens behind the scenes. And that is really unsettling the US and much of the West.
So, Anne, as you've been saying, and it's quite clear Russia and China are already deeply invested in Africa. I mean, do you think that the US can actually make inroads here?
The way they have related with the continent, you know, there have been instances when they talk about the most democracy, they wield the big stick. That is not going to work now in the face of this competition. And therefore, there is a reimagining of what kind of relationship is going to work. When you look at healthcare, they have invested a lot of money in HIV and AIDS, for instance. It's the biggest investment for any single disease in history. And so many lives have been saved, millions of lives, but people cannot see that. But they can see the railways and they can see the roads. So that is the challenge for the US.
BBC senior Africa correspondent Anne Soy, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, a fresh study from the World Bank and others said China granted $100 billion worth of rescue loans to developing countries between 2019 and 2021, a steep increase and almost as large as China's bailout lending over the previous two decades. Now, staying with China, the billionaire Jack Ma is perhaps the most high-profile name in a long list of businessmen who have recently disappeared from public life in China. It's all linked to President Xi's crackdown on big tech companies. So why did he reappear in a Chinese school? The BBC's Michael Bristow.
His company's not saying. His foundation issued a statement saying Jack Ma travels across China, across the world, and just making out that it was one of those things. But of course, it isn't. It's tempting with a lack of information to draw our own conclusions. And one of the conclusions that could be drawn is that over recent months, the Chinese leadership has spoken once again about being an encouraging place for entrepreneurs and trying to get private companies to invest more and to work more because the Chinese economy has just had 3 years of lockdowns. It's looking to expand as quickly as it can. So many are seeing the reappearance of Jack Ma as a sign that the Chinese government wants to show that it's welcoming to entrepreneurs at this moment.
BBC's Michael Bristow there. Now let's do the numbers. European and Asian equities advanced as investors are increasingly confident that the global banking sector turmoil could be contained. And Bank of England officials have admitted to MPs today that the speed of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and its UK subsidiary took them by surprise and may mean that banking rules may need updating. Protests against judicial reforms in Israel continued into the night despite the government's decision to pause their passage through Parliament until next month. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this would enable dialogue and avert civil war, but opponents want the measures dropped altogether. The global modest fashion market, which is aimed at consumers who choose to dress modestly for religious and cultural reasons, has grown hugely in recent years. It's now estimated to be worth around $300 billion. The BBC's M. Hashmi has been speaking to women involved in the industry.
Hi everyone, my name is Shazreena Azman, also known as Ms. Nina. I used to be an artist from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I used to rap and sing and dance on stage. It was pretty sexy. However, now I am more religious and I dress more modestly. I wear the hijab because I feel safe. I feel beautiful in hijab. I used to have a fashion business called Miss Demeanor, and it was completely hip-hop street style, sexy clothes. Then I changed the name of my brand to Medina. I started to sell the hijab, you know, everything that represented who I was and who I am. The thing about us women, we love to have a variety of colors, a variety of styles when it comes to hijab. So there's always a need to buy a new hijab for a different outfit.
My name is Inaya Rana. I'm 37 years old and I'm a married mother of five living in London. My signature hijab style can be described like a regal royal crown. I started my content creation journey in 2013 as one of the few hijab-wearing modest influencers of that time. I represent a family woman, so I feel that I create content relatable to many different types of people.
Some of the biggest brands have, over the past few years, started to incorporate modest fashion into their collections, including DKNY and Mango, which have both launched Ramadan lines. Inaya told me more about this trend.
20 years ago, brands like Gucci were European brands catering for European women. We now have globalization with second and third generation diaspora women who are both British and Muslim, who want to wear designer labels modestly. And I guess brands like Gucci have picked up on this and now expanded into the Middle East. They know there's money there, so they cater for our Muslim women.
M. Hashmi with that report, and that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. If you missed the start and want to listen back, we're available across all the usual podcast platforms. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.